Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Congratulations on getting through your 9-to-5. Thank you so much for listening. It is The Drive on 610 Sports Radio, 610sports.com, and the Odyssey app. So there's actually a lot to get into today. Typically, Wednesdays in the NFL are not really where you're going to get a lot of news. That's more of a later in the week Thursday and Friday thing. But sometimes the news gods just happen to bless you with the news. And we have that. First reported by John McClain of the Houston Chronicles, the Houston Texans are working towards a potential deal that would send Deshaun Watson to the Miami Dolphins. This deal could get done this week. If not this week, they still hope to get it done before the November 2 trade deadline. Now, we hadn't heard anything about a possible Deshaun Watson trade in quite some time. There was a little bit of rumor around the NFL draft. Houston seemed pretty steadfast on we're not trading our franchise quarterback for pennies on the dollar. We all know about what happened with Deshaun Watson off the field. He has not played this season for the Houston Texans. And we are all at an impasse. Miami has been the team that I think has been the hottest on the trail for Deshaun Watson. And I get it. Let's remove the off the field stuff and we'll talk about that. But let's keep it to a football conversation, at least for this part of the conversation. Franchise quarterbacks don't get traded in the NFL. Like, it's not really designed to work that way. Like, one reason why I think people dislike the NBA is all the player movement. And the player movement comes from, in the NBA at some point, you will be a free agent and have a chance to sign with any team you want to sign with. Like, I don't care how much you love LeBron James, at some point his contract will expire. You won't have the ability to franchise tag him and prolong the deal, and he will have the opportunity to go talk to any of the other teams, but you have the quote-unquote best chance to sign him because of the way the salary cap works in the NBA. In football, it's not really designed for you to go play for other teams if the team wants you to stay on the team. And few people in the NFL, knowing the lifespan that an NFL contract is, you're not willing to roll the dice with your health and your body when they're offering you the money. So whenever a team offers you the bag, you always take the bag because nothing is promised in the sport that you play. So guys like Deshaun Watson are never available. He's one of the 10 best quarterbacks in the NFL. He now has the opportunity to go play for another team. If and when this trade happens, it will be pretty unprecedented. We're not talking about Peyton Manning at the end of his career with the neck issue. We're not talking about Drew Brees, who was a good quarterback that was injured, that hit free agency. We're talking about one of the 15 best players in the NFL is going to be changing team and plays the most valuable position. So I understand Miami making this trade, and they'll figure out the off-the-field stuff later. Maybe Deshaun Watson misses 8 games for everything that's happened. Maybe nothing happens to Deshaun Watson and they count the time that he's already missed as a suspension. But if you got the opportunity to go get a franchise quarterback, you take the shot and you go get the franchise quarterback. So I understand what Miami is doing. I don't really understand what Houston is doing. Now, maybe Miami or whatever team you trade them to is finally willing to give you exactly what you wanted. Maybe you now see, hey, Miami's not going to be that good this year. So what we were thinking could be the 19th overall pick could now be the 4th overall pick. You could have got that last year, though, if you were the Houston Texans. You're going into a quarterback class that isn't very strong, and you're going to still be looking for who your franchise quarterback is going to be. I'm not surprised that Houston has played this poorly, because they've played things poorly for the last 18 months as a franchise. When it comes to the off-the-field stuff for Deshaun Watson, which is impossible to talk about him and not talk about the off-the-field stuff, I don't know how the NFL can let him play. Let's say that this trade goes down. And let's say that next week we get the tweet from Adam Schefter or Ian Rappaport that this deal has been done. Miami gives their two first-round picks, and they have acquired Deshaun Watson. The NFL can let Deshaun Watson play this season, as he has 22 potential sexual assault allegations hanging over his head. Now, I believe in innocent as until proven guilty as much as any American. Our justice system is founded on that. But come on now. A coach just got fired in the NFL for emails sent 7 years ago. You're going to tell me somebody who right now is going through a legal trial for 22 possible sexual assault allegations? You're telling me the accounts that we've heard from these alleged victims, I want to use alleged here, I'm not trying to get myself in no legal issues, that just doesn't hold weight in all of this? Deshaun Watson should not be allowed to play football this season. I don't know if Deshaun Watson is guilty or innocent. I wasn't there. But let's just play the very simple law of averages. This isn't one allegation. One he said, she said allegation. One is too many, but one, there's a chance that the story maybe didn't go down that way. There's a chance. We're talking about 22. Even if it's 10% of it is accurate, that's an unacceptable number. Deshaun Watson should not be allowed to play football this season. So the moment that he gets traded, and I do believe he will be traded before the November 2nd deadline, he should be immediately placed on the commissioner's exempt list. So there isn't even a possibility that Houston or that Miami can play him this season. You're sitting this year out, handle all your legal stuff, and we'll see where we are next July when we start training camp. Let's just have a Deshaun Watson reset, just as people that follow the NFL. I do think this deal is going to be done. I think that Miami desperately wants Deshaun Watson. And when you desperately are looking for a quarterback and you're trying to cover over the mistake of missing on a top 10 pick the way they have on Tua, you're going to spend what it takes to acquire Deshaun Watson. I don't think that Houston is going to get the three first-round picks and the three second-round picks they were asking for, because I don't think Deshaun Watson is worth that right now with everything that's going on. I think they'll get two first-round picks. I think they'll get two second-round picks, and that seems to me to be fair compensation to let's move on from this. Deshaun Watson will never play for the Houston Texans again. Ever. I understand that. They understand it. Miami also understand it. So right now, it's about getting a deal that you can live with and you can move forward as an organization and you can distance yourself from the chaos that has been Deshaun Watson for the last year or so. That's what I think is going to happen. So the breaking news is the Texans are working towards a potential deal that would send Deshaun Watson to the Miami Dolphins. That could get done this week. If not, there's still hope that a deal could be done before the November 2 trade deadline. And now people are asking the question of, well, where can Tua end up? So Benjamin Albright, friend of the show, said that Denver is interested in Tua. He also then followed up and said that Washington is interested in Tua. Get this, Rob. From Aaron Wilson, who is very plugged into the Houston area. Again, the Texans are not and have never been a potential destination in any prospective trade involving current Miami Dolphins quarterback Tua Tagovailoa, according to league sources. All of this information is coming out from the Houston side. John McClain was the first person with the story. Then Aaron Wilson, who worked at the Houston Chronicle, was second with the story. Houston wants it out there. Hey, we're preparing to trade Deshaun Watson, I think, in a sense of seeing what the Houston market, what the Houston media feels like. The very telling part is no one seems to be interested in Tua. There then was a story coming up later that Washington isn't interested in Tua. So Washington's not interested in Tua. Houston's not interested in Tua. Miami isn't interested in Tua. That sounds like the Broncos' next starting quarterback. if you want to play Connect Four with all of this news, that means Tua is going to be the Broncos' next quarterback. That just seems like a Broncos thing to do, right, Rob? They had the 9th overall pick. They didn't have to do anything. They could have just drafted Justin Fields. They could have just drafted Mac Jones. He's sitting there for you. No, let's go corner. Let's go defense here in the first round, and we'll figure out quarterback. They're going to trade for Tua, and we're going to mock the hell out of the Broncos the day that they do this. Relentlessly. I don't care what's going on with the Chiefs. The day that the Broncos trade for Tua, we will nonstop mock the Denver Broncos on this radio show. That's the top story of the day so far in the NFL. I know it's not technically a Chiefs top story, but it's an NFL top story. That's the number one hit, Rob. What else we got?
Okay, now, from the beginning.
And now, the moment you've all been waiting for.
Check it out.
The top stories of the day, every day at 5 o'clock. The hits.
Cue it up.
One.
Well, as much as it pains me, the top story in Kansas City is the Missouri Tigers after yesterday.
We're going to rebuild this thing.
Yes, Luther Burden, the top wide receiver.
That's all Luther gets. That's all Luther gets is 3 seconds of, we're going to rebuild this thing. Well, that's all he got?
Not great on radio when he's picking up a hat.
That's all he got?
Is he not great on radio?
He spoke with the media afterward.
I don't want any of that. He's going to rebuild this thing. As a reminder.
He sounded like Shaq.
We're going to rebuild this thing.
I'm going to put on my journalistic integrity hat here and ask you a question as opposed to getting my jokes off about Mizzou and their fans. Carrington, do you believe this class, which is now top 15 in the country, could be the spark that rebuilds Missouri football, i.e. how Bruce Weber did with K-State basketball with Dean Wade and co?
Absolutely. Every team that has a spark, there's a recruiting class, the draft class, the free agent class, that turns the tide for you. If you're K-State, you brought up Bruce Weber. They had a recruiting class with Dean Wade, Barry Brown, and Kamal Stokes. That team went to the Elite Eight. That team also won the Big 12 and broke KU's streak. That's a great recruiting class. If you're Missouri, you had a recruiting class with Kim English, Marcus Denman, and Michael Dixon. That's a recruiting class that you can win with. If you look right now at Missouri, they haven't recruited at an SEC level. Missouri's been like the 31st team in recruiting, which is not bad if you're in the Big 12. But we're talking about a higher caliber of athlete. We're talking about better programs, deeper programs, especially on the offensive and defensive line. That's where Missouri has been deficient the most in moving to the Big 12. They've had good skill position players since they moved there. But them boys down south, they a little bigger up front. They a little bit bigger on the offensive and defensive line, and Missouri has not recruited well enough on that. Now, this doesn't fix that. But you have to be able to compete at high-end talent. It is a playmaker sport now. Everybody is running the spread. The spread's not unique the way that it used to be. It used to be only Big 12 teams are running the spread back in the early 2000s. Now SEC teams are doing it. So that SEC speed, it gets negated when you got four wide receivers on the outside that can all run 4.4, 4.5s. In order for Missouri to be able to compete at the level that they want to compete in the SEC, you had to move up the ladder when it comes to recruiting. Missouri's not going to recruit better than Alabama. They're not going to recruit better than Georgia. They're probably not going to recruit better than Auburn or some of the or Texas, for example, or Oklahoma as they enter the Big 12 or the SEC. But you know who you got to beat in recruiting? South Carolina. You need to beat Kentucky. You need to beat those teams if you want to move up the ladder in the SEC. Missouri's going to finish with the top 15 class, and we're not done yet. We still got, what, 2 months until National Signing Day? As you know, Rob, a lot can happen in college athletic recruiting over the next 60 days. As a Missouri Tiger fan, I am very excited for the future. And this is all I wanted from Mizzou. Mizzou was not going to do anything great this season. Maybe they win 7 games so you feel good about them. But this was about creating a recruiting class that gives you a foundation to be able to go play in big games and potentially win big games. And when you get a top 10 quarterback prospect like Missouri has, you got a chance. When you have one of the best offensive players that's committed to your school, you got a chance. When you have the highest rated running back in Texas joining your program, you got a chance to do something special here over the next couple of years. And that can be the class to turn that turns things around for Missouri.
Two.
Well, the top story yesterday in Kansas City was Whitney Mercilus, how everyone in Kansas City wanted them to go out of their way and sign the then free agent from the Houston Texans. But news today from Jeremy Fowler of ESPN says Whitney Merciless is going to sign with the Green Bay Packers. He took less compensation to be a Green Bay Packer. Carrington, why does it seem like the Packers and Aaron Rodgers are gobbling up all the players while the Chiefs sit on their hands?
You know what, Rob? Cut the beat. I really wanted Whitney Merciless. You want to know how I know I really wanted Whitney Merciless? We had two Houston guests on to tell us more about Whitney Merciless. I really wanted him. I think he made a lot of sense for the Kansas City Chiefs. I'm not like Rob. I actually want the Chiefs to make moves to improve their roster. Rob is basically the blackjack dealer when he gets up from the table. You know how the blackjack dealer just starts patting his hands to show you that he doesn't have anything? That's how Rob is with this team. He doesn't want them to go get any offensive players or defensive players. He's just like, they'll figure it out. That's not how I want them to be. If there's a guy that can help you in the pass rush, and I'm assuming this is a nothing kind of deal, then go make that move. I'm never going to fault the Chiefs for trying to get better in this aspect. We had a free agent veteran that was available, that was open to everybody. You did your due diligence. You did exactly what you were supposed to do. You kicked the tires. You made a fair offer to the player, and he just didn't sign with you. That's going to happen. But you know what, Rob? There's going to be another Whitney Merciless type that is available between now and the end of the season. There's going to be another over 30 player that can help Kansas City on defense that hits the market. And you know what? If you keep taking swings at those kind of players, you eventually connect and you land one of those players. Now, that player probably isn't going to be somebody who moves the needle tremendously for you, but it's not about that. It's about getting just a little bit better, because that little oomph could be the difference between winning and losing. What it says about the Green Bay Packers, to me, Rob, is pretty simple. The Packers are hyper-aggressive because this is it. This is over for the Green Bay Packers. Aaron Rodgers is going to get traded at the end of the season, maybe to the Denver Broncos. And it's going to break up the Green Bay Packers as we know it. Every defensive player that has become available so far, the Packers have been right at the center. If Gilmore hadn't gotten traded to Carolina and had just hit the open market, he'd be playing for the Green Bay Packers. I think they were the favorite to go get Stephon Gilmore before he got traded to the Carolina Panthers. They got Jalen Smith when he was available, signed him to a deal. They just got Whitney Merciless. I think that's going to continue. I think part of the conversation when Aaron decided to come back and play for that team is, yeah, we're going all in this year. If there's a guy that you think can help us, you need to go make that happen. I think it's a directive really from their quarterback. Remember when they said like he had like a list of demands to come back? It seemed like the demand was do everything you can to make sure that this season counts for something. Green Bay's got a chance to win the Super Bowl this year. They're probably not going to win it because they signed Jalen Smith. They're probably not going to sign it because they signed Whitney Merciless. But I do think the culture of it is we're all in. We're willing to do whatever it takes to improve our roster just a bit to put ourselves in the best possible position to go up against Dallas, to go up against Los Angeles, to go up against Tampa Bay, to go up against the best teams in the NFL. I applaud what the Packers are doing. But I don't have any issue with Kansas City. I think they took a very solid swing. I think they took a safe swing at Whitney Merciless, and it just didn't work out.
Three.
Well, Carrington, today was Big 12 Media Days down at T-Mobile Center, which means Big 12 Commissioner Bob Bowlesby was speaking to the media. And when he wasn't praising the greatness.
I want you to say Bob Bowlesby is my guy. You're trying to speed through that. I want you to say
Bob Bowlesby is not my guy.
My guy, and I trust and believe in his leadership. He has done a great job with the Big 12, steering us through some uncertain times. And he is one of my favorite people. That's what I want you to say.
Well, as I was saying, Bob Bowlesby was speaking to the media earlier today, and he took a break from speaking very highly of Remy Martin, the greatest basketball player to ever walk the earth. And he said that he expects both Texas and Oklahoma to stay in the Big 12 for the next four seasons before they jump ship and head to the SEC.
Wrong.
Carrington, what Wrong. Is he talking about?
No, they're not doing what? What about Texas and Oklahoma would make us think that they're going to do what the Big 12 wants them to do? When does Texas and Oklahoma listen to what's in the best interest of the other members of the Big 12? When's the last time you think Texas did that? When do you think Texas, when is the last time you think Texas listened to what Iowa State thinks is best? Hey, K-State, what's your opinion? No. Next season, Texas and Oklahoma will be playing football in the SEC. They will reach some financial agreement. I'm assuming it ain't going to be cheap. And they will join the conference that they want to be in. They don't want to be in your conference anymore. I don't know if they really ever wanted to be in your conference once it started to break up, but it was just the best financial deal. COVID happened. Things changed. They then did something different. I mean, they left almost immediately. I mean, right when people started getting that Moderna, Pfizer, and J&J shot, they was out of there. Yo, the world coming back. It's time for us to bounce. We got to get back to this money. We out. Yeah, they're not going to be in your conference next year. So have your people call their people, write down a number, and Texas and Oklahoma will figure it out. They will pay it, and they will be playing college football games in Tuscaloosa and Knoxville, and they will not be playing in Ames and Lawrence next season. That is not going down. That's all we got? That's all we got today?
That's all we got for the hits.
That's all we have today for the hits?
It's an NFL Wednesday.
I thought we had more hits. I was ready. I had all the hits ready.
I mean, I was ready to roll some Tua hits, but then you took the wind out of my sails by making all my jokes.
Yeah, I just, you know what? I'm here to inform people that maybe missed the news today. Maybe they missed the news that Deshaun Watson is about to get traded. See, I would normally kind of pencil this in as like internet rumors, but the fact that John McClain said it, I believe it. I 100% believe it. I think Deshaun Watson will be traded to the Miami Dolphins before the trade deadline. Now, I don't know if this week it'll happen because I do think there's a lot of moving parts, and most of the moving parts are what's going to happen with Deshaun Watson once he's on a new team. Like right now, the NFL is not telling Houston that they can't play Deshaun Watson. Houston's telling themselves we ain't playing Deshaun Watson. If you're Miami and you trade multiple first-round picks for a player, I think you're going to try to play said player. I think Miami will try to play Deshaun Watson this year, and I think a lot of it is trying to figure out, hey, is this even possible? What do we need to do here in this scenario? But it's coming to a close. I mean, this has been a long, drawn-out saga from just a football standpoint. We knew back in March that he did not want to play there anymore, which is very odd for a player who had just signed the kind of deal that he had just signed. But it appears to be coming to a close, and I do think that he will be traded to the Miami Dolphins here coming up in just a bit. On the other side, there is a question that I was asking myself earlier today as I was driving around that I want to pose to you guys regarding the Chiefs and their offense. I'll explain more on the other side. Keep it locked in. It's
The Drive. The Drive, weekdays 2 to 6. Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back to The Drive on 610 Sports Radio, your official broadcast partner of the Kansas City Chiefs.
All right, I've got two questions to kick around here before we get to our extra point. I appreciate you listening. It's The Drive. first question, Rob, is a question directed towards you. The other one was just a random question that I had to myself. My first question is, the only people that I think view Dorial Green-Beckham's football career at Missouri as a failure are KU fans. Why is that? Now, before you answer, Rob, I understand the rivalry and the back and forth nature of it. But I think there are people that really look at Dorial Green-Beckham's time at Mizzou as unfulfilling to a certain extent. Now, did it have the ending that I think it was going to have? No. I think we got cheated out of a really special year of Dorial Green-Beckham. I think that he was going to be a top five wide receiver in college football the year that he got kicked off the team. So it didn't have the ending that I thought it would. But this is the analogy I would make to Dorial Green-Beckham's time at Mizzou. I think he was the equivalent of Ben McLemore at Kansas. I don't think if you ask any KU fan, hey, would you go back and recruit Ben McLemore? They'd be like, of course not. He was a consensus All-American when he was there. He was first team All Big 12. He's played 10 years in the NBA. He was a dynamic, electric player at Kansas. I know the expectations for Dorial Green-Beckham were through the roof, that he was going to be Calvin Johnson while he was there. But his sophomore year, he led the SEC in touchdown catches. He was first team all SEC, and he was arguably the best offensive member on the best Missouri team maybe in 15 years. That's a player that we look at as a disappointment at his time there. I bring that up because let's say Luther Burden is just 15% better than Dorial Green-Beckham. But let's say that he actually plays all 3 years at Mizzou and he doesn't get in trouble off the field the way that Dorial Green-Beckham had. It will be a very successful player at Missouri if that happens. I actually think there's a chance just as a football player, he's better than Dorial Green-Beckham was. I saw Dorial Green-Beckham play in high school. I've seen Luther Burden play in high school. I think Burden is a more complete wide receiver than Dorial Green-Beckham was. Dorial Green-Beckham was just bigger and stronger than everybody in Southwest Missouri. He didn't really run routes incredibly well. I think we saw that his first year at Mizzou. He was not a great route runner. He was, I'm 6'6", 240. I'm bigger, stronger, more athletic, and faster than you. I'm going to put my hand up, throw the ball up there. I'm going to out-jump you and come down with it. You can do that in Southwest Missouri. You can also do that to some extent in college. That doesn't work in the NFL. He didn't really work in the NFL. I think Burden's pretty complete. I think he's got a chance to be a first-round draft pick by the time that it's over. So if you're telling me that Missouri added a player that if he stays healthy, obviously knock on wood, that can be a first-round pick at a skill position player, then this is a great day if you cheer for the University of Missouri. So again, I understand the back-and-forth nature with KU fans. And I understand that it's good-natured ribbing. But I don't know how you could look back at Dorial Green-Beckham's time as the football player and look at that as being a negative for Missouri. And if Burden turns out to be very similar to Dorial Green-Beckham, that will be a win for the program.
I like your McLemore comparison. I think one of the reasons why people look back his football career and say he didn't live up to the hype is it's an expectations game. We talked about this yesterday. If you expect him to come in and be Calvin Johnson, or apparently according to some, Josh Gordon in 2021, and he turns out to be just a really productive player who was better than a lot of people but wasn't that guy, people look back and go, haha, you failed to get that guy. But they don't look at the actual accomplishments. It's similar to me. I think a better analogy for KU basketball to cross-sport compare is Andrew Wiggins. Everyone told KU fans, you're getting LeBron James part duh. You're getting Maple Leaf Jordan. That's what everyone said. You know what they got? A really good freshman. A solid one and done who scored a lot but didn't do a lot else. Flashed athleticism but didn't win at a high level or carry his team to a championship or anything along those lines. That's DGB. Mizzou fans told everyone, we got Calvin Johnson. You know what you got? A really good wide receiver. You think it's Calvin Johnson, so everyone knocks you and says it must have been a failure because he failed to live up to his own hype.
I don't want to argue the point because I think it's kind of beside the point, though. I don't really think Wiggins made a difference at KU. Maybe I'm looking at it through tiger-colored glasses, and I thought that Wiggins was a good player at KU. But I just thought Wiggins was just a guy who could score, but just didn't really affect the game in really any other way. I think Dorial Green-Beckham had an effect on the Missouri Tiger program. I think he was clearly their most talented player at times on the field, and I think that he had a positive influence on the field. Does that justify the things that happened off the field? No. Does it excuse him? No. Did it end the way that I wanted it to end? Absolutely. We're talking about the football player. Sign me up as many Dorial Green-Beckhams as Missouri can get. My other question, Rob, is before we get to the extra point is, I don't have the answer to this, but I asked myself as I was driving in today, how many players offensively do I think that Patrick Mahomes has made better? Because if I think about other elite quarterbacks in the NFL, other great quarterbacks, I can point to about four or five examples of a player, and I think that player is largely good because of the team they play on and the quarterback they play with. You remember Julius Thomas? Julius Thomas was a know-nothing tight end before Peyton Manning and after Peyton Manning. You want to know what he was with Peyton Manning? One of the five best tight ends in the league. He was dominant when he played in that offense because he played with Peyton. What does Brandon Stokley's career looks like if he gets drafted by the New York Jets? Brandon Stokley's out of the league maybe in 3 years. But we remember who Brandon Stokley was largely because he played with Peyton Manning. I can give you examples here until the end of the show, but I think you guys get the point. So I was thinking to myself, have the Chiefs ever done that? Has Pat ever done that? Because I think he has taken two great players and taken them to a Hall of Fame level. Tyreek was a great player before Pat got here. You now couple his arm with his speed. I think Tyreek has a chance to make the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Travis Kelce, I think, was probably the second best tight end in the NFL. Certainly top three. You went from that to being the undisputed number one and currently on a run that no other tight end has gone on in the history of the league. I was really starting to think about it, and other than Wilson, I can't really think of anybody else. Like, other than the end of the season and that final game, and his first name just escaping me here. Albert Wilson. I knew it was an A, but I was thinking Andrew because we were talking Andrew. I'm like, that ain't it. Other than Albert Wilson, I don't know if they've ever done it offensively with anybody else. And that just felt odd to me. And it was one of the few times where I'm like, I don't really know why that's the case. Like, it's not because I don't think their quarterback's good enough. Like, I saw Russell Wilson take Tyler Lockett, who was a third-round pick who appears to be undersized, who was a good player his first 3 years, but once he became a starter, Russell Wilson has turned him into one of the 15 best pass catchers in the NFL. I love Tyler Lockett. I think he's a phenomenal player for the Seattle Seahawks. And maybe he always would have been if he had been given more of an opportunity. I've seen guys like Julian Edelman, who probably don't make it in the league on any other team. But you play with Brady, and Brady's going to figure out a way to make it work. So I was wondering to myself, is this a Pat thing? Well, no, I think Pat's good enough. So I don't, it's not a Pat, it's not a quarterback thing. It's not a your quarterback's not good enough thing. We know that he's good enough. Is that an Andy thing? Is that a Brett Veach thing by not getting the talent? Why is that? Because I would say one of the problems with the Kansas City Chiefs is they have a desperate need for another dynamic player in their offense. And that includes Clyde Edwards-Helaire. They don't have another dynamic offensive player besides Hill and Kelce. And as teams are starting to defend Kansas City very differently, as I think we saw Tampa Bay last year and we saw Buffalo, you need another guy who can go out there and make plays. You need another guy opposite Tyreek Hill or can help you in the running game that can be a dynamic player that the other teams have to fear, that the other teams have to, at minimum, if they don't fear him, at least have respect. You would think in theory that player could be Mecole Hardman. Like, think of, like, Rob, think if Mecole Hardman was a free agent and he had been playing for the New York Jets and Kansas City signed him, we'd be really excited about Mecole Hardman. Of course it didn't work out. Look who he played with. He played with Zach Wilson. He played with Sam Darnold. Look at the offense that he's in. Of course it's going to work. I don't think it's worked. I don't think he's been a dynamic player by any means. I don't think he's been a difference-making, a game-changing player. So we could talk about this more coming up on the other side, 913-576-7610. I was really racking my brain and trying to figure out why is that for the Kansas City Chiefs. Because in theory, if you're the third or fourth option in this offense, it should really allow you the opportunity to flourish. Look at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers offense. They got so many weapons that on any given day, somebody can make it work, whether it's Fournette, whether it's Scotty Miller, whether it's any of their big-time wide receivers. You got Brady. You got Brady, and I'm going to make sure that everybody gets fed, and you're not going to have the ability to stop any one of us. Kansas City hasn't really been able to develop that and grow that over the 4 years that Mahomes has been the starter, and I was just curious why. I'll read your text coming up on the other side, and we'll get to the extra point. Keep it locked in. It's The Drive.
The Drive, 610 Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You're listening to The Drive. Now CDOT's got one extra point.
Back in on The Drive. So a lot of people are texting in, and there's some really good points here on the text line. I'll get to my extra point here in a little bit, but I would like to finish this conversation. So I was telling a story of how yesterday I was driving around, and I just randomly started thinking this. Who's better because they've played with Patrick Mahomes? And I really struggled to come up with an answer other than guys who were already good before Mahomes got here. Like what he did for Albert Wilson in that final game, where I think the biggest reason Albert Wilson got that contract was because of that game playing with Patrick Mahomes, getting the opportunities and the targets. And a team said, well, hey, if we give him this opportunity, what could he do in this offense? Obviously, that didn't work. And you would think if you play in this offense with the weapons that are on the other side, with this coach and this quarterback, they would have created a Pierre Garçon, for example. They would have created a Julius Thomas, for example. And just a guy who we don't think is an elite player by any means, but you play on the Chiefs, so you get a little bit of sauce. You look better because you're in this offense, and I just don't think that that's happened so far. And I was like really curious to why. Some people on the text line have brought up the trust, and I think it's a really good point. 913-576-7610. Mahomes trust who we trust, and that person isn't Mecole Hardman. I do think there's something to that. It's clear who Mahomes trusts throwing the football to. Kelce and Hill. Of course, they're two of the best pass catchers in the history of the league. Rob, at no point have they felt really comfortable incorporating Clyde Edwards-Helaire into the passing game. They don't give him the target. They don't give him the usage. He doesn't run the routes that we thought he was going to run whenever they drafted him. They've never really felt comfortable expanding the pass-catching role for Clyde Edwards-Helaire, even after the offseason. Because we thought, maybe last year it was COVID. Now you get a training camp. You get a normal year. We're really going to see that next level, that extra wrinkle when it comes to Clyde Edwards-Helaire. I don't think there's an extra wrinkle when it comes to the passing game. I think he's going to be a below-average pass catcher for the duration of his career, which just doesn't make any sense when you think about the kind of player that he was coming out of LSU. The trust level, the synergy, the chemistry, whatever phrase you want to use when it comes to him and Mecole Hardman, has just never seemed to be there. They've never been on the same page. At least that's not how it looks. It doesn't appear that they're on the same page at any point. Now, I blame more of that on Mecole Hardman than I blame on Patrick Mahomes, but it is an interesting point when we talk about the trust that I think Mahomes has for these weapons versus all these other weapons. Like, that's a interesting concept when it comes to it. Do you think I'm really off on this? Like, I might be. Text line, tell me if you think I'm off on this. And I'm not even saying this really is like a Mahomes isn't who we think he is kind of conversation. But I was watching Cleveland this weekend when they were playing Arizona. Donovan Peoples-Jones, he's a sixth-round draft pick. They've turned him into a pretty productive player, right? Donovan Peoples-Jones is probably going to have 700 yards this year, can make big plays. He'll leave, and he'll get a big-time contract based off what he did. Like, they've turned him into something. I don't know if the Chiefs have developed an offensive skill position player since they drafted Patrick Mahomes, which just defies what we believe about the NFL. To not develop a guy? Now, some people are making the time. Hey, he's only been here for 3 or 4 years. Like, got to give him some more time to develop these kind of pieces. You're right. You do got to give him some more time to do it. But you just would think in this offense, with the amount of attention that is spent on two guys, that they would have had a little bit more success in finding just one consistent option. I think that Sammy Watkins was a good option on the other side. We just never got to see him long enough in Kansas City because he was just always injured. Am I off on this, Rob? What's your read on this?
No, I think you're right. And a lot of people on the text line are saying, well, Manning is a Colts unfair because he had Reggie Wayne and Marvin Harrison. And, you know, that's a valid point. He did have those people, and that's comparable to Mahomes with Hill and Kelce. The difference is when Manning was a Colt, he seemed to churn out third wideouts that as a fantasy player, you're like, oh, I got to go get that guy because he's going to get the ball. I don't feel like as a fantasy player, anyone, and maybe just I'm too close to in Kansas City, is like, oh, I got to get Mecole Hardman. I mean, think of those Colts teams. Anthony Gonzalez, Austin Colley, Pierre Garçon. Dallas Clark, Brandon Stokely, Marcus Pollard. These weren't stars, but they got big contracts to go elsewhere because the Colts knew we can replace you with just a guy, and Peyton Manning will make that guy a real NFL player, like a star. I guess I'm hard on Brett Veach, and maybe this is a weird way to phrase this. I think it's his fault a little bit, and the fact that his philosophy with Patrick Mahomes has always been, if Mahomes wants more weapons or needs more weapons, we're going to spend premium assets to get him those weapons, and has never said, hey, just figure it out with a Pierre Garçon late-round pick guy. It's been Mecole Hardman, second-round pick. It's been Sammy Watkins, expensive free agent. It's been first-round pick Clyde Edwards-Helaire. It has always been, if you need another toy, I'm going to spend an asset to get it for you, where the Colts and Patriots are like, you need another toy, tough break, we'll figure it out. And eventually it undid Tom Brady in New England, but that was kind of how it always worked with Peyton Manning.
Yeah, no, that is how it's always worked with Peyton Manning. I'm just reading some of the text, and I just thought it was interesting. Like, this is one of the times, like, I'm not going to browbeat Brett Veach too much on this. Like, let's see over time if Mahomes can do this and develop it. Like, at some point, you lose having two of the best offensive weapons all time, and you're going to be forced to create other weapons. Like, you're going to be forced to do more with less. That's what's going to happen at some point with Mahomes. It's what has to happen at some point with Mahomes if you think this is a team that can continue to compete at this kind of level. You got to make weapons. You got to create weapons. That's just kind of how the game works. We'll be back again tomorrow as we start the transition to getting you ready for Chiefs and Titans. I'm actually really excited for the game. The second half against Washington doesn't tell me what it needs to tell me. If you can manage Derrick Henry, slow down A.J. Brown on the other side, and you can manage the play action between Ryan Tannehill, you got a chance to beat this team. You got a chance to be where you want to be defensively. I'm really excited for Sunday's matchup. Keep it locked in this week on 610 Sports Radio, but more importantly, keep it locked in on The Drive. Take care of yourself. We out of here.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.